Paul Ramo once again out here at La Caprara Valley High School during National FFA Week. And with me is the instructor out here at La Caprara Valley, Mr. Travis, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, how long have you been FFA instructor?
This would be year three.
Year three already. Time goes fast, huh?
That it does. Keeps you busy.
Keeps you busy? Yeah. All right. Tell us a little bit about the La Caprara Valley FFA chapter.
So we have about 200 students that we have throughout the year that participate. We have about 60 active members at any time. We've done all sorts of contests throughout the year. We had a lot in the fall. We've gone to Crookston for some competitions. We've been to SMSU for some competitions. We've been to Ridgewater. We'll have Brookings coming up here later in March. We've had kids compete for floriculture. We've had kids compete for livestock, for dairy, for forestry. We've had landscape teams, we've had soil teams, we've had almost every single thing that someone can compete for, we've had someone for. We've had some kids run for region office, we've had some people go for state LDEs, so we had someone for prepared public speaking go for state already.
And I just interviewed the young lady here. She was a public speaking.
Yes, Dusty Clayton.
Yeah,
she
Dusty.
Was very good. She made it, I think, to the second round at state, but sadly she did not get to the finals.
Okay, all right, let's back up here. You said you had 200 kids involved in FFA and 60 participating?
Yes, yeah, so we're an affiliate chapter, so any kid that takes an FFA class or an A class is already an FFA. So if they have any interest, congratulations, you can go with to the contest.
Okay.
So I try to do what I can to get them ready for the contest, but with only one ag teacher, there's only so much I can do.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of strong leaders in our chapter that definitely help out, teach the young kids kind of what they need to know before they go with to the chapter competitions. We've had a lot of young 7th and 8th graders participate this year that I would love to see come back, because we had some pretty close teams that almost made it to state. I think it was top 5 in our region, and we had 2 teams get 6th. So
wow.
I think if we get some kids that are interested, we can continue on and hopefully make it to state in a couple more competitions.
Wow, that's amazing. That's got to be one of the larger chapters in the state, you think?
I do believe so. Not many are affiliate at this point. But
what do you mean by affiliate?
So there's chapters that are non-affiliate, so they have to pay dues. All their members have to pay dues in order to be an FFA. At our school, if you are in an ag class, you're automatically in FFA.
Oh, gotcha.
So if a kid wants to go through a competition, they don't have to jump through any more hoops. They just have to sign, you know, a medical waiver to make sure everybody's safe and I know of allergies, and then they're good to go.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. Were you an FFA? Obviously, you were an FFA in your high school, huh?
No, I joined late when I joined the FFA. I was only in it for about 2 years.
Okay.
And I really dove into it head first. I went in deep, and I didn't do much for, like, my state or national degree, but I did almost every competition you could imagine. I was gone probably twice a month every month when I was a senior. I was doing all of it. I went to state. I never went to nationals because that was right when COVID hit, so I was a little too young for it. I really wanted to, but I couldn't quite make it.
Okay.
But no, yeah, it's definitely takes up a lot of my time, and I'm glad to do it. It's definitely probably my favorite part of the job.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely. This is, I mean, why I was an ag teacher. I mean, I saw how much my ag teacher enjoyed it, and I saw him put all the hard work, effort, and energy, and I got to see that pay off and all the kids with the great experiences that they get because of it. And I knew I wanted to teach, and that kind of solidified it for me.
Now, just correct me if I'm wrong, but the FFA is just not for farm kids. City kids can join,
too. Oh, no. If there's something that you enjoy, FFA's got something for you. We got speaking. There's the state band and choir. There's other LDEs that you can do for, like, prepared public speaking, extemporaneous speaking.
Okay.
There's farm business management. There's livestock and dairy for those that like that. There's wildlife stuff. That was my bread and butter in high school. Is I never grew up on a farm, so I did all the livestock stuff because I liked hunting and fishing. That's what I knew.
All right, good. What's happening here in the shop today?
So today we got our egg in the classroom and petting zoo. So the kids spend some time looking at the animals that we got here for them, and then they'll learn a little more about them when they head into the classroom. So they get that hands-on aspect as well as some classroom instruction.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Great, you do a great job out here at La Caprara Valley. Good, successful program.
Thank you much.
All right. That's Mr. Travis, FFA instructor here at La Caprara Valley High School.